Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Barbara Lewis bringing us back.
Hello, stranger.
Can you get any better than that? 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Harper is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 10-year-plus Brain Trust member, founding partner of Business Advancement, co-host of Growth Igniter Radio, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Our good friend, Pam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the unprecedented opportunities and challenges that are coming at us. You know, Pam, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time now, the way I've been sort of setting up the thinking of getting our heads sort of prepared to accept some of the things you're talking to us about, is this, and that is that there's nothing new under the sun about change. A computer is just a fancy wheel. Electricity is just lightning in a bottle, right? Nothing's new under the sun in terms of change, except for time. Time has gone by and things have changed. But what is new, and it's new to the last generation, this generation, last maybe say 30 years, is the velocity of change. The compression of time between models, between generations of models. There was a time when you could create something and dine out on it for a year or five. Now you create something and you might be able to, it might be valid for 90 days. That compression, isn't that what's unprecedented?
That is unprecedented. Also, in addition to that, it's how many ways we can pick up signals about things that are happening that would indicate that the changes are happening. I mean, think about how many ways we can reach people, again, because of technology, so we can talk with our customers and our strategic partners and our peers. We can read news articles in our hands, online. We can listen to podcasts. We can bring in experts, and we can do it all within a morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back to
your part, your idea about what to choose. I know one of the things you want to talk about is how do we select the things
that we
do. And there was a time back in the day, as I say, when while you were executing one program, you could kind of not be too innovative for a while. And then one day you'd say, okay, I better think about what's going to be next. Well, today when you release your new model, you better have the next model in the oven baking a little bit, don't you?
So you've got to
be quicker in the way you think of innovating.
We need to constantly be thinking two moves ahead, and at least two moves ahead. And that's where I was going with the conversations, et cetera, et cetera. All those things are ways that we can constantly have what's next in mind and even begin to be working on it, because we have to be looking at, you know, it's no longer if it's not broke, don't fix it. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're way beyond that. It's what's
it's got to be replaced before it breaks now.
That's right. And it's even
if
more
it's not
than
it's
that.
Not broken, it's but we still got to replace it, right?
That's right. What's next? In fact, I ask people when I'm speaking with a client or a prospect, I ask them, I say, you know, it's great everything you're doing, because they're all successful. They are. And I say, what's next? And if somebody says, I have no idea, and every once in a while, that's what people will say. They'll say, I'm so busy executing on what we've got on the plate,
right,
we're not looking at what's next.
Yeah, that means you're a one-shot, one-trick pony at that point.
That's right. In this world, that can get you stuck.
Or run over.
That's right. So we have to be constantly looking at being smart, understanding what's out there, picking up on the signals and interpreting them. Because there are plenty of signals, Jim.
Right.
You and I both know that.
Yep.
What we have to get better at is learning how to collectively work with the intelligence of the people that make up our organization so that we can better interpret what is going on out there and use that to create on an ongoing basis what's next.
And Pam, what you just said is the description, the job description of the CEO of the organization.
Absolutely.
Not the manager. And this is something, as you know, I've been talking about for a long time. You're highlighting my quest to get small business owners to say, okay, I'm the owner, I'm the manager, I have to make sales, I have to, you know, take out the trash, blah blah blah. But at some point in time, I've got to spend some time as the CEO doing the things that Pam just described.
That's right, and I don't care if somebody is going to, if they're what's next, if they're going to sell the business. It's how are you going to increase the valuation mm-hmm. so that you have something that is going to be very attractive, that you're going to get at least a 10-to-1 return on your investment, so that you're looking ahead, so that it's going to add value in the world and to your customers in every aspect.
Right.
And there are plenty of ways to do this, and I think one of them is we need to get, as I said, better at interpreting, and then to learn how to pivot in a way that keeps you moving while you're still grounded.
So what you're saying is she's saying, folks, you got to be executing the, I guess, three things, right? You got to be executing what you've got on your plate right now, as you said earlier. You got to be developing what's next. And then at some point in time, there's got to be a transition, right?
That's right.
You got to pivot to the new one. And this is where what I've said for a long time comes in, folks. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Pam Harper and I will be right back. Businessadvancement.com, is that right?
That's right.
Businessadvancement.com. Don't forget to check that out. Check out the radio program, too. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.